So I hear you're from Canada.
Yeah.
How's it going, Ian?
We are the chosen people. We've come to stake our claim. We are the sleeping giants, awakened by your hate. You've torn us and beat us down. We stand here before you, desire unshaken, the strength of the nation enraged. Yeah, we will not back down, we will not be silent.
My pain that is the grocery store. I feel the need to get this off my chest at the moment, and basically I see no better way than to create a podcast just to unload the frustration that has consumed me. Once every 2 weeks, give or take, my girlfriend and I head down to the grocery store to pick up some food. We tend to have a good time while doing this. With our hectic schedules over the summer months, it really has become one of the few activities that we manage to do together. Lame, I know, but I'll take what I can get these days. Anyways, today was almost unbearable for me. I had to stop for a moment, pull her aside, and basically unload for a moment, because I was just about to explode. I like to think of myself as a calm person, who rarely reacts too quickly. But as anyone, I do have my pet peeves, and man, oh man, were they not running rampant today. A pet peeve of mine is when I'm in any store, when people walk right up behind me, and just stand there. Just stand there. It seems that every damn aisle in these stores are just crammed together so they can fit as much garbage as possible in these stores, so it's basically impossible for two people to easily maneuver past one another in an aisle if they have a cart. Anyways, when I stop to look at an item on the shelf, I cannot stand it when people walk right up behind me and stand there waiting for me to move. I got a bubble, people. It's called my own personal space. And I cannot stand it when people come into it. Nothing drives me up the wall more than someone standing on my heels, knowing all too well that I can feel their breath on the back of my neck, just waiting for me to move. At least have the decency to give me a little bit of space, maybe a moment to do what I'm looking to do, or just walk by. Do you actually need to stand there, on my heels, breathing on my neck? Can you not walk by? Can you not pretend to just do something for a moment? Anyways, there was a woman at the store today, and I do feel bad because I am sure she's a beautiful woman with a good heart, but she had the unfortunate timing of being the straw that broke the camel's back today. My girlfriend had went to the other side of the aisle just for a moment to grab something, so I was waiting for her on the side, which I thought to be out of the way, and this lady comes along and stands right behind me. She was probably the fourth or fifth person to do it today, and it was really starting to get to me. So, I was trying to be polite. I bumped ahead a little bit to give her a little space, because it seemed wherever I was standing, that's where the item was that she needed. So she takes a few steps and comes right in behind me again. So, I move up again, and again she comes in behind me. So I move up again, and yeah, you can see where this is going. She comes in behind me again. So, frustrated, I walked to the end of the aisle, took the corner, and went up the next aisle, and stood there patiently, waiting for my girlfriend to catch up. No. The lady followed. She took the same corner, came up the same aisle, and stood behind me again. I couldn't take it. I was ready to spit fire. So, I literally had to walk away. Like, I just walked up the aisle, went to the corner of the store, and I was just fuming on the inside. I don't know why. I don't know what came over me today. I don't know what made it so worse, but it just was one of those days. It's getting to me just talking about it. Like I said, this lady was probably just trying to get through her day herself, and I mean, I feel no hard feelings towards her. It was just, I don't know what it was. But to all you shoppers out there, give people some space, give them a chance. I'd never call someone out in the store on this because, frankly, I'm the type of person that would be giving shit to the person who chose to call someone out, if that makes any sense. Anyways, this is my little rant for the evening, and, well, I feel a little better. Thankfully, it's another 2 weeks before I head back there again, and with any luck, my personal space will remain intact next time. So thank you.